Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Fine Time for Healing, a sanctuary for your emotional well-being. Your host is Randy Fine, author of the memoir Finally, and the inspirational self-help book Awaken from Life. Randy.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in today to listen to A Fine Time for Healing. I am your talk radio show host, Randy Fine, sitting here and freezing in Fort Lauderdale. It's really cold here, and I'm just not used to it. So I'm all bundled up, but my poor hands are freezing. I know I don't have room to complain because the rest of the country is down in the teens and the sub-zeros. So, I feel guilty complaining, but anyway, I'm going to do that anyway. The sun is shining, so that's a positive note. Today, we have back for her monthly visit, Laura Lee. Laura has the incredible gift of being able to access the link between the physical and spiritual worlds. She can see, feel, hear, and know what the other side needs to communicate with the living. And every time Laura's on, we have so many people call in for readings, and she's just great. If you want to call in today for a reading, the number is 424-220-1801. 424-220-1801. And now it's my pleasure to introduce you to my special guest, Laura Lee. Hi, Laura.
Hi, thank you so much for that intro. You always do it so well. How are you?
Oh, I'm great.
Cold.
Besides my chilly little hands, but other than that.
I've got to say, every time I hear that intro song into your show, it's just so uplifting and such high vibes. You know.
Thank you.
Who is the artist again? Who's the artist again of that?
They're
music?
Called Love, gosh, I'll think of it as we go. Love somebody. Yeah, I mean, it's they were a free download, you know, because when you, Blog Talk Radio doesn't let you bring on any music that's not, you know, considered royalty-free, so Love Shadow,
right.
Love Shadow, that's the name of the group.
Oh, wow, well, how poignant to today's subject, isn't it?
Yes, so it's the month of love, Laura. What are we going to talk about today?
You know, I had, you know, this month being the month about love, and I know we're, you know, about a week past from Valentine's Day, and everybody's moving on, it seems like, all over the world, or at least in the U.S., already on to Easter. You walk into Easter, you see Easter. But anyway, I still want to talk about this subject because it's so important, because the majority of my calls with people always evolve around love. I mean, they might be, you know, connecting to their loved ones, but ultimately the biggest message that goes out to everybody is love, or I love you. And it doesn't seem to really register with a lot of people, because because of the barriers we put up or the barriers that we all have each and every day with, you know, guilt or shame or hate or towards something or, you know, just being depressed or overwhelmed by our daily obligations. So it's suppressed in there. And if anybody allowed themselves to be open and receptive to that love within, it would just transform their life, especially when it comes to relationships that are strained with anybody. And I'm talking lovers, husbands, wives, sons, daughters, sister, brothers, parents, colleagues, neighbors, you know, the boss,
right.
Let's say your boss. Okay. So it can run the gamut. And you know, Randy, you and I were just talking about this offline before we went on air, but a lot of people, when you know, you always hear somebody say, I'm sending you peace and love and joy, you know, and we're just giving lip service to it. And I know I do, you know, I admit that myself, I'm capable of just going out and saying, sending you peace and love. But if there's an intention behind it and an actual, you know, intent to send love from the heart, you will see transformation take place instantly and miraculously in your relationships. And today I was hoping we could talk about that exercise on how to transform a strained relationship in your life, because a lot of people get held up and from moving forward in life because of these strained relationships. And I hear every day from people. So
it's true. Well, right. We all have this issue. And I know I find myself just, you know, tongue in cheek, gritting my teeth. All right, I'm sending you love because I don't want, you know, it's so hard because sometimes you really feel angry at somebody and you don't want to send them love, but you know that's the right thing to do. So how do we do it?
How do we do it the right way? Well, one of the ways I've learned from my guides over the years that's really, really effective, and again, it's very instantaneously if it's done with the positive intent. And if you could just walk with me through this, I'll guide you, and anybody who's listening in right now, just think of the first person that comes to your mind that you have angst with or having trouble with, because we all have them.
Right.
I call those our angels, because what they're really doing are those soulmates in our lives, and it's usually the closest people to us, you know, family or friends or a lover. And if you can, just close your eyes and envision that person, if you can, right in front of you. If you can't, pretend you can, okay, or see them off in the distance wherever they are. But if you can put them right in front of you and pretend they're right there in front of you, and then, you know, access your guide or your angels, or maybe it's Christ for some of you, maybe it's Buddha, or maybe it's just God, but just bring in that light overhead and ask that guidance to come in right now and pull down that white light into the crown of your head, into your heart. And as you exhale, send that white light from your heart to the other person, but you got to access it with total feeling as you're sending it to the other person's heart. And do it again and again as you pull it down into the heart, send it back out to that person in total love, sending them love and peace at that moment in time and telling them you send them off in the light with peace and love, and doing it with conscious intent, not giving lip service to it, okay? Because when you give lip service to it, you won't see any transformation happen. I've known, you know, situations where I've been engaged, you know, somebody can come in and attack you with words or something and you're caught off guard. If you can stay present with yourself and not engage in the dynamic or the drama and take a moment and take a deep breath, and exhale and send love and light to that person at that moment in time, you'll even see an instant transformation with that person right then and there. I promise you. And the reason I'm bringing this up is the subject matter is because just this last month I had a client who was at odds with a parent and having conflict and not sure how to handle it. And I demonstrated this exercise to her, and she employed it. And as a result, immediately she said to herself, well, I think I'll wait and do this later when I'm home. But instead, she decided to do it right there in the office. So she started doing the breathing exercises and sending with great intent from her heart love and peace to this particular parent. And within seconds, her cell phone buzzed with a text from her parent saying, you know, what happened? And, you know,
wow.
It just caught her off guard because she didn't realize the power that she held within. And, you know, I think Marianne Williamson said it the best in a quote. You know, she says, our deepest fear is not that we're inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we're most powerful beyond measure. It's our light, not our darkness, that frightens us most.
And right. I've heard that. I love that quote.
I do too. So anyway, we have more to add to this, but we can leave it right there because I know we've got some callers you had mentioned.
Right, we
pending.
Do. We do. Right. And one of our callers has been holding for almost 13 minutes. So let me bring her on, or him, whoever it is. This is area code 707. Hi.
Hi.
What is your name?
Hello? Oh, I'm sorry. I was home. Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes. Hi. You're live.
Yes. Oh, hello. I was on the line because I was listening to the show. I was interested in listening to Laura talk about her topic, but I didn't realize that I was in the queue to talk to Laura.
Oh, you are. Would you like to talk to her?
Would you like to talk to me?
Yes, I guess so.
Unless you want to call back.
Right, you know, you can listen. When you go to the show page, there's a link, and all you have to do is click on that, and you just can listen. You don't actually have to call in to listen.
Oh, okay.
Who are we
I'm
talking
so sorry.
To?
This is Lucy.
Lucy?
Hello. Yes, yes.
Hi, is this Lucy?
Yes, it is.
Lucy! Okay, Lucy! Wait a minute. So, Lucy, this is the exercise, this is the experience that, you have experienced this. And, you didn't realize you were calling.
No, I didn't. I was just calling to listen in. But I do have a question because while you were talking, I was thinking about this whole exercise and how I didn't realize how miraculously it was and the power that I had. And I did have a conflict with someone, and now it's okay now. It's so weird how, because I was doing exercise every day, how it only took like maybe a week and a half before we started communicating again and everything was okay. So
right.
I just want to
Lucy, if you don't mind, I'm going to jump in because a lot of the listening audience might not know this, but you are the person who had this experience, you know, and was sharing it with me, and you're just, and how
right.
the dynamic transformed with your mother. Well, I'm sorry I even said that, but, our parents do cause us sometimes those, they can push our buttons very easily, and actually any family member can, but you had to ask me a question, why does it happen so rapidly with some people, and you said it took almost a week and a half. It can happen instantly, but you have
Correct.
To be prepared and ready to step into it yourself because, you know, our ego wants to hold on to that anger. It feels like it has some sort of justification. So it might have taken you a week and a half until you actually could open your heart fully and embrace her face to face.
Right. So no, it does work, and I was just really shocked about it. And you're right, you do have to have that intent because while I was doing it, I mean, I literally felt my heart vibrating, and like I was feeling something, and then when my cell phone rang and I looked down and I saw that she was calling, I thought, oh my gosh. And then I started, my heart started racing. I couldn't believe it. I really couldn't believe it. But it does
right.
work, and we do hold that power, which is awesome, you know?
Yeah.
Wow, thank you for that validation.
Yes. Yeah, glad you called in. I'm glad you were there.
I guess,
even though you
I
didn't mean to call in.
I meant to call in to listen, but I guess it was meant to be. Hopefully I helped someone else who was listening. So.
Yes, it was meant
thank
to be, Lucy. Thank you. Well, you can continue to listen. But, yeah, in the future, if you just want to listen to Laura, all you have to do is click on the link to the show, and it will take you right there.
Okay.
So thanks.
Okay.
Well, why don't
thank
you just
you so
hang
much.
On and listen and
okay. I'd like that.
Thanks.
Thank you for
you.
Calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you, Laura. Bye.
Bye.
Was that Lucy's call? That sounds like we're in a wind tunnel.
Yeah, there it
yes,
is.
Yes,
okay.
I guess it was.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now we have somebody calling from area code 313. Hello, how are you?
Hello?
Hello. Yeah,
I
pure
didn't
life.
Know I was
what
on
is your
either.
Name?
Oh, my gosh. This is funny. My name is Peggy, but I didn't know I was on either. I thought I was just listening.
Oh, is this
how
funny?
Odd is that? Normally, you have to press 1 to be in queue, and I just, you know, I couldn't get you on my iPad, the show. I couldn't get it. So I just dialed the number, and I thought I was listening through the phone.
Oh, is that funny? Well, hey, you're meant to be part of the show too, Peggy.
Yes. There's
that's
no
great.
Peggy.
Yeah.
Well, there's obviously a reason that Spirit has you in the queue. So is there anything you want to ask Laura?
I have a teenage son that I'm dealing with a lot of problems right now. Do you see any good resolving of them?
Well, you know, I hope you've really been paying attention, Peggy, to what I was just sharing with the audience about, you know, sending love with intent. Because, I mean, obviously, he's a teenager, you know, so you know that's a given that you're going to have some strained moments in time with, you know, a child during
that
time period.
I know. He's just so much more difficult. I already raised 4 boys, and he's my baby, and he's just so much more difficult. Maybe it's just time.
Well, here's the one thing I get, okay, immediately. I do have a somebody who's connected. It seems like there might be somebody who's connecting on the other side, and I feel like there's a family, his name's been passed on, and I feel like this might be on a paternal side, okay? And are you right-handed, Peggy?
Am I what?
Right-handed?
Yes, I am.
Okay, is there a father figure on the other side that one of the boys is named after? Or has a
one
middle
of the
name?
Boys,
or
yes.
For... Okay,
it's
but it's not
my dad's
this
birthday
one.
Today. My dad's birthday, and he's on the other side, and one of my boys
yes.
is named after him, yes.
Well, he's who's there?
Oh, my
okay.
God, no wonder I got a meeting today.
So now listen to this. Now listen to this. This is what I got as soon as you started talking about it. Some of it might be out of your control. Because, it's usually a lot out of your control when they start to become, you know, young adults anyway. But he might be doing some, I see him smoking. And I don't know if you're even, okay, so your dad is telling me this, but it might also be more recreational stuff.
It is.
If you get my drift.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what's causing even more trouble between you guys.
Okay.
So
well, I seem to feel, I feel like when he is smoking, he's a lot more decent. And when he's not, he's argumentative and terrible.
Well, that's because he might have something that's not diagnosed. And he might be self-medicating through the smoke.
Okay.
You understand? And I'm talking weed. So,
yeah,
and he might be self-medicating. So my recommendation, and, you know, you can't, I mean, here's your son, and it's, you know, our children are so important to us, so important. So he probably needs to go talk to somebody other than a parent, you know, and having some sort of professional help. And that will help him move through whatever he's facing right now. So that's what I'm getting, and that was the immediate hit as soon as you got on the phone. So
well, I'm feeling like he lost his brother when he was 10, and now he's 19, almost 20, and the last couple of years have been really difficult for him. His brother was 18 when he passed, and now he, you know, when it seemed like once he turned 18, that's when all of this started happening. And that's
you need to get him in some sort of grief therapy or some professional counselor who can help him move through it, because he might have some of the same he's going through grief and he's just processing it, and that's the way he's self-medicating, honey. So I would highly recommend whatever you can do to get him in there. I know he's an adult right now, obviously, because he's above
18. Right.
But if you can encourage him and keep sending that little, put that little seed in his ear and find somebody to, you know, that, you know, he's willing to talk to and open his heart to, it's going to help him a lot more. You know, and you know what? I'm a big proponent, and I'm going to admit this on air. I'm a big proponent of, you know, using weed for medical purposes, and it does help people, and I hear what you're saying. But we also need other kinds of therapies in order to help us manage our emotional levels, and sometimes we just aren't doing those things in order to help us, you know, embrace that love within.
Right.
So, but it'll help move him through this period. So, and the other other recommendation is just send him love, like I was just sharing with the audience earlier. It's going to prove miraculous in your relations with him. I promise you.
Okay.
Keep me posted,
thank
Peggy.
You.
Thanks for calling
I will.
In.
I thank you.
Yeah, we're so glad. Hi, Dad. Happy birthday.
Yes.
Yeah.
And thank you.
Okay. Sounds
bye-bye.
Great. Well, you can keep listening. Well, I'm just going to close your mic, but you can keep listening, Peggy. Okay?
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I just love this, Laura. I just love how Spirit brings people on. And she didn't even know she was on. That's great.
I know. Well, it's, you know what, you and I just, you know, believe in the philosophy anyway,
right.
That everything happens for a reason. So
must happen around you all the time.
Oh, yeah, but I'm a big believer in it, so of course it's going to happen. You know, I have people in my life who just don't give 2 cents to that philosophy. But I see us as all one, and it's all connected, and, you know, we're at the right place at the right time. We're exactly where we need to be. And, you know, she wanted just to listen in, but here's a good example. What we want and what we need are two different things.
Hmm.
So sometimes we're given what we need, and she needed, obviously, to communicate, right? But you know
yes.
what? Let's go on about the subject about love, because – you know, her son was having trouble embracing his own love. And that, you know, that's part of the process of growing up anyway, okay? So, but doing other things other than, we can only give love so much until we actually are filled with love ourselves, okay? So there's a caveat to all this sending love to people. You could only do it for so long until you feel depleted. And when you get to that point in time, you know it's time to take time for yourself. And so we got to find ways to fill our cup in order to give to others. I know that as a counselor and an advisor to people, every day I have to fill my cup in order to continue to keep giving. And so some of the ways I recommend in order to keep down this path so I can send love to people with positive intent is I do it to myself. So I take that exercise, and while I meditate, I'm doing it to myself. But there's other ways to build self-love, too. And one of the basic ways is we hear it all the time, even from our doctors, or we hear it on TV, we read it all the time, and it's just the basics. And the basics are getting plenty of rest, getting our exercise, and eating healthy choices that make us feel good. All those things make us feel good. And when we feel good, we're going to send those vibes and positive vibes to other people. It's going to empower you. So
that's true.
Those are my biggest recommendations. And, you know, and the second one is do what you love, love what you do. And if you don't, find a way to fit it into your schedule somehow, some way, each and every single day. Even if you have to go to the dreaded job, find a way what you love to do and, you know, do it with total love. And try to find a way to stick it in your day each and every time you can. So those are some of the ways to fill up your own cup.
That's great advice.
Go ahead.
We all have times where we start getting really negative, you know. Everything's just bumming us out, and we don't like this, and we don't like that. And I guess that's what you mean when the love is depleted, that we start,
right.
You know. Yeah.
But the love can never be depleted because it's who we are. It is in all of us. But you're right, the baggage starts to clutter our lives and veil us from that truth inside, and we just have to be we have to find a way to access it again, and just doing the simple little things every day allows us to access it again. Because with ourselves, love is, and we've heard this before, love is listening, love is patient. Love is kind. Love is being open and receptive, and that includes doing those things with yourself.
Right. You know, when I started my spiritual journey, and we're talking about many years ago, and somebody talked to me about love, it was kind of weird to me because the only love that I really knew was loving somebody, romantic love, you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
And I didn't really understand that love is something that we possess, all possess, and that we give to each other. It just makes me think back to how much I didn't understand it. And I think this is such an important topic because, like you say, we are love. We're all part of the source, and the source is love. And we get jammed up. We put up walls and things like that because life is difficult. But every time we get back to love, our life flows.
Yes. Yes, love flows. Life flows. Love flows, life flows.
Love flows.
Right. And relationships start to smooth out, don't they?
It's so true. It's so true. Yeah. The number to call in is 424-220-1801 if you want to talk to Laura, 424-220-1801. So let's talk some more about this topic because there's no callers at the moment.
Okay. Oh, I would love to share with anybody who is listening in and didn't dial the number, but listening in, is there's a couple books. When I started on this journey myself, I was 19, and, you know, battling my own demons with an eating disorder. That's how I was self-medicating as a teenager. You know, everybody has some sort of journey or cross to bear at some point
right.
in their life where they got to turn around and face it. But so basically, that's when I practically had a near-death experience. Well, I did have a near-death experience because I had battled my body for so long, for many years. And about 18, 19, I was in my freshman year in college and collapsed and had a visitation from an angel. And that's
when my journey began, because I realized then that being myself was the most important thing I can give, is just being myself and loving myself as who I am and embracing my abilities, because I was so scared of them. I was so frightened. Mm-hmm. I talk to so many children nowadays that are having experiences like myself and want to run away from it. But, you know, it's a blessing, actually, even though it can be a curse, because the majority of the spirits that are coming anyway are because they just want to reach out to their loved ones. They just want to say, I love you. So, but anyway, I picked up a book right after my experience with the angels, because they told me everything is love. And it's hard to believe that when you see so much hatred in the world and so much war and so many atrocities. And but I found a book that was given to me. Well, actually, it was given to me as a gift from one of my best friends in college at the time. It was Love by Leo Biscaglia. And Leo Biscaglia is a professor out in, I think he was out in UCLA, and he taught about a whole course about love. And if you are out there listening, this is probably one of the best books I can recommend to anybody, especially if you're grieving about a lost loved one. Because
what is the name of the book again,
trouble.
Laura?
Love by Leo Biscaglia.
Just Love? Okay.
Love.
By Leo
Biscaglia. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, it was the first book. And then another book I'd highly recommend that was part given to me on my journey was Return to Love by Marianne Williamson. That book, even if I pick it up now, still makes me cry.
I think on your recommendation, I actually bought that book and I have it waiting to read. We do have another caller. This is area code 847. Good morning.
Good morning.
What is your name?
Good morning.
Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
Where are you? I am actually in Champaign-Urbana, but I used to live in Chicago. That's why I have an area code 847.
Oh, that's why I asked. But you said you're in Santa Ana now?
In Champaign-Urbana.
Oh, Champaign! Champaign!
Yes.
Champaign.
Yes.
Yes. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. What can we do for you? Have you been tuning into the show?
I have, yes. I've been listening. So I thought I would try to call and see if there were I just kind of went through this pretty scary, I guess, health scare recently. And was wondering if there is any, you know, information for me as far as that kind of situation or my current life.
I'm sorry, Jennifer. I don't know if I completely heard that you went through something pretty scary. What was it?
Oh, a health scare.
Oh, a health scare.
Right.
Yeah, but
you
came out clean. I mean, everything's good.
Yes, everything's good. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
Everything's good. But you know what? If anything, you know, it might change. You know, I see it, as soon as you went into the subject matter about a health scare, I see a big
mm-hmm.
angel over you, protecting you and guiding you. And I think this might, you know, open a window for you of opportunity. In different ways, especially in the way that you're caring for yourself, okay? And for some
okay.
reason, I feel like this might take you to another location.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay, so I don't know if you're looking, you have a lease out in Champaign?
I do, yes.
Yes. Is it coming
mm-hmm.
due this
it
spring?
It is, yes. Yes.
Yes, that's what your angel tells me. Okay, so there's your confirmation. Okay, and there might be consideration about a relocation and out of the area.
Okay. I kind of wondered if I should stay here or pursue some other, you know, location.
Yeah, and I feel like it might be, I don't know. Now, you have a family member in a city west of a city west of Champaign, here in the state still, right? State of Illinois.
Yes, in Bloomington, actually, Bloomington, Illinois.
Right. And I know they've been pulling at you to come to this, come to that area. So, I don't know. Maybe there's a temporary step before you go on to your bigger step. But anyway, I feel like this also means that you might be doing something more independently. You train people, physically train, do any type of physical training?
I have in the past. Mm-hmm. I've taken some courses. Mm-hmm.
Yes. You might be doing some more of that again, too. So I think that's, you know, I think it's just going to be incorporated bigger in your life because of such a, you know, such a situation. But I think you're, as far as health is concerned, you're good. You're all good.
Okay.
All right,
and then,
so
keep me posted,
Jennifer. Go ahead.
Okay. Oh, no. I was just going to say regarding relationship that with the idea of love, I've actually purchased the book that you had recommended previously, the Getting to I Do book.
Did you get it?
Right. I did get it, yes, and I started reading that. And I'm just wondering, I sort of feel like I might be closer to this, you know, I'm practicing more self-love and being more compassionate and kind with myself, which is part of probably what happened with the whole health scare and not taking care of myself. But if there were any, you know, messages about that love relationship.
Well, you know, that book, I love that book for anybody who's seeking a relationship, a long-term relationship, because the author, Dr. Pat Allen's talking about having self-love to the point that you actually put up some boundaries to respect yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's key, especially when it comes to your health issues, because when you do, then you're going to get the kind of respect you expect and deserve back towards you.
Right.
And I think this is just, you know, this is, if you've read the book and you're starting to employ some of the tactics, you're going to see your relationships transform. And
okay.
I think, and one in particular is somebody else coming back in who's been waiting for you to climb to this level.
Okay.
That's exciting.
Okay.
So,
okay, wonderful.
Yes. Okay.
Well, thank you very much.
You'll have to keep me posted. I hope to hear from you sooner than later, okay?
Okay. Thank you. Have a wonderful
Thanks
weekend.
For calling, Jennifer.
Take care, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Stay
Bye-bye.
Warm.
Okay, you too.
Oh, gosh. We have about, you know, two or three more minutes to talk about love, and then maybe you can tell us, you know, if you're if you have any appearances or, you know, and what's going on with you.
You know, when let's talk about the exercise for self-love exercise, because, you know, I showed you or demonstrated just through walking you through it about sending love to another person, but you can just sit in a meditation and actually call forth the light to shower you with that light, to release any of the burdens so that you can feel the love within your heart. And, you know, and just draw it down through with a deep inhale. And then on the exhale, just filling your heart with that love to the point where you feel it. We had that first caller, Lucy, and she was talking about her heart actually feeling the sensation of it vibrating, or, you know, feeling that a current was going through it. That's the place where you know you're activating love, because it's, again, a lot of us give lip service to the subject matter saying, sending you peace and love, which I'm, you know, I can do quite as regularly as anybody else out there, but it's that place where actually you feel it in your heart. And so you want to sit there and employ the exercise until you actually feel it. And my recommendation is that you do it maybe before you drift off to sleep at night or before you wake up and start your day. Those are the best times to give yourself and send yourself those moments of love and to ask that you hold that space throughout your day, and you'll see transformation take place in your life.
Wow.
So,
That's great.
Well,
so that would be something we would do for self-love?
Yes. That's just an easy little meditation for yourself. So other than doing some of the basics and as well as employing any activity in your day that you really love to do to fill yourself up. So mine is playing with my puppy, being with my daughter, you know, going outside. It's the simple little things, right?
Right, it is.
So, yeah, it's simple little things. And those simple little things can add up if you just keep adding them into your day.
Right. It's important that we take time for ourselves away from our hectic schedules, and do what we, you know, do what we enjoy. So we're closing in on the end. So what's going on with you, Laura?
Other than visiting with you and working with people, I've got a presentation at a university next week, but it is open. It's up here in Peoria, Illinois. So it's way north, unless you're in Illinois. You know, you're welcome to come if you're willing to fly in. But Peoria, Illinois, Bradley University, they have a death and dying seminar, and basically I'm going there to speak to a whole host of students, and I'm looking forward to that next Monday. So that's the next thing on my schedule. Yeah, isn't that interesting that they would have a class like that? Yeah. So I have a lot of students I'll be talking to about the experiences of death and dying and calling upon their dearly departed, which I think they all get a kick out of.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if we can reach the next generation with this kind of information, things will change.
Randy, they're being born that way. Mm-hmm. You know, we have, I don't know if anybody's ever out there heard of crystal children.
Yes.
But the crystal children are coming in and they accept nothing less than love in their relationships.
Yes.
Accept nothing
That's so
less.
True. What is your website?
My website, mediumlaralee.com. And I can be reached through the website, and my phone number's there as well.
Okay,
so.
Sounds great. Well, I hate to say goodbye to you, but I know I'll see you next month or talk to you next month.
Yes,
and we'll figure out a date. So thank you so much
for
being on today. Great show.
Thank you, Randy, for the time. I appreciate it. And for all those who called in, bless you.
Yes, thank you. All right, have a great day. Stay warm. Oh, gosh. So our time is up for today. But if you have any comments about today's show or any other shows, please email me at loveyourlife@randygfine.com, RANDIGFINE.com. And stop by my website, randygfine.com, and sign the guest book. I welcome feedback about my shows or my articles that I write, so you can leave comments for me there as well. I'm always posting really interesting articles. If you enjoy listening to my shows, please become a show follower. I have shows now booked up. I'm booking up into May right now. And I've always had great guests, and I have some incredible guests coming on. So there's a place on the show page where you can just click on follow the show, and when you do, you'll get notified of the upcoming shows. So I'm telling you, there's some really good ones coming up. All my shows are archived after broadcasting and can be listened to at your convenience on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, or through the show links on my website. So thanks again for tuning in and listening to A Fine Time for Healing. This is Talk Radio show host and author Randy Fine, signing off until next time. May joy and serenity always be yours. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening. You can find out more about Randy at her website, randygfine.com. RANDIGFINE.com. Join her next time for more of A Fine Time for Healing.
Hard not to hesitate, but we can't wait to be.